question one that I couldn't ask the other day about a codicil. That is, the sinful reactions take shelter in grains on a codicil. So how can we practice a codicil on this day or this day? Doesn't it have to be very, very strict?
I told Palak Krishna and Bhujan Prabhu Girdar that Ekadasi and Mahotsav, all Mahotsav Janmashtami and all others are coming in 2 days. One day yours and another day ours, whole Gaudiya Vaishnava. So there are some differences. He told that we have done it in computer system. So you can do that. Any, there should be one faith. So you are in ISKCON. So you should do like ISKCON. At that day you cannot take, you should not take grains.
So it doesn't matter about the sinful reactions?
No. It depends on faith. You should have faith on that.
আর
আমার কাছে এসে ছিল, বলে যে আপনি দেখেছেন আমি তো ডাকি নাই, তো তুমি আমাকে বলতে না, আমি বলে দিতাম যে হ্যাঁ আমি দেখেছি।
Maharaj, you said it's a matter of faith, but we have faith that you're in connection with Krishna, so you know the right day.
So I'm giving you direction that you should obey anyone. If you are in my mat, in my full connection, then I might have said you that you should do it according to me. You are there and you have to be in connection with ISKCON. And they are doing so much prachar, they will have to see for whole world. So you should live according to them. So it is not hard in my mind.
Okay. Vrindavan has a question.
You have no question?
No, I have many questions, but she never gets an opportunity.
She has a question. She wanted to ask you if you could look up in Govinda Lilamrita 1 verse. The translation.
No,
because you see, Rani has this in his transliteration in English. So,
what is the meaning?
It would be very hard. We are not sure if the meaning of sound doesn't sound quite right.
Sounds like a funny translation.
Seems like the translation may be incorrect.
So, this shlok number.
It is chapter Sukh Sarista, maybe chapter 17, text number 46.
46?
Yes.
Tell our mind that don't tell to anyone, and so that ear cannot hear. These are like mantra. What sukhsari are they? I thought that I will be quite free on this day to chant and remember.
That
chapter?
Chapter 17 Sri Sukhsari stuff.
17?
Maybe.
Detailed than one.
We're not 100% sure. We think it is.
Because his chapters might be different. Because we have funny translation.
I want to know what is the translation of them, the beautiful, compassionate widows of the demons, slain by the Lord, celebrate great feasts and orgies.
Is the word in English?
Sureta. Yes, in English, word term is orgies. With a band of aborigines. In these horrible activities, nevertheless, offer prayers praising the spotless, pure, transcendental qualities of Buddha.
What I have not understood.
Is that the correct translation of
this? Yes, I know that's correct.
But you understand by this?
We wanted to know if this was the correct
understanding?
Interpretation.
You understand this meaning?
Yeah.
You should tell. But you have understood.
From the English? It says... You want to say?
But you understand. Tell.
That in the caves of Govardhan, the wives of the demons that Krishna had killed, they come and they have some festival with a group of aborigines.
Why festival?
This is an explained here.
Why festival? Yeah. Aborigines have been killed and they are doing festival there.
They also do surata.
Is it?
Surata means? Surata means meet their sambo, right?
Why their husband has been killed?
Yes.
There is a fact of soil.
Yes.
Why they are making so anxious?
Because they are demons, their husbands, and Krishna killed them?
Bakasu. Bakasu. Tunabhadva. Keshi. Has been killed. And their wives has gone to Govardhan. In the caves. What they will do?
This, according to this...
Natural.
So lament.
Natural things.
Natural is to
they
lament.
Lament, yes.
They should weep for their husband. No? Here it is telling that they have gone to kill Krishna. No? But they have been themselves killed. Krishna has killed them.
The husbands.
Their husbands.
Yes.
Krishna has killed them.
Yes.
Now, all the members of their houses, of demons, has fled away from their homes. And they have gone to jungles in Govardhan. And they have taken shelter, hide themselves, so that Krishna may not kill us. So they are hidden in the caves of Govardhan. There, white tribes, Pulindi, and Pulindi lives there. Now they have taken shelter of Pulindi. So, they are protecting them. Don't fear. They will protect them. They are giving food and protecting them. But they are weeping. How do they are weeping? That the Krishna has killed them. No? How killed? Krishna is dancing with gopis. No? In in such a manner, very good manner. Oh, Krishna has more Pankha. And he was running, flow very speed. Peacocks were dancing. Kakua doing kuhukuhu. Some very little rainfall was going on. Very, very little. And cool wind was blowing. Heavy chaleli and all others were blossom. Air taking their breath. Became mad. And going like dancing. No? In this way, Krishna was dancing. They are eating and telling in song. No? In verses. And telling that at that time some Kachurmai has been given there. And he took gopis on his shoulder and fled away from them. But Krishna and Baladeva stopped the rash and ran after him and catch hold and so here they are weeping but singing in a weeping manner. So you think it's Indian widows and weep like in this system. Everyone cannot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Understand that they are singing or
meeting. Yes, I've seen.
And they are very poetical terms. They sing it all. So they are at that time. And Linga is three. Children, wives and daughters are don't be
giving them consolation.
This is.
They are doing wrong.
They are no, not wrong, but you will have to understand it. The best thing, it has been telling the older.
No, that is not his thing.
They have gone in the caps of why they can? By fear of Krishna. And take shelter caps. And in caps, Pulindis are pulling breath there. They
affirm them, console them.
Console them. Mm. But they were weeping that Krishna has how Krishna has killed? They were weeping and singing in sorrow. Tears are coming.
But this, in English, this says that those widows of the demons were having Surata with the Olympus.
What is wrong?
Yes. It sounds like as if the demons, widows, were having some
illicit sex festivals
with the Kulinda men.
Oh,
that the meaning it. Here is wrong.
Yeah, see, that's wrong. What I thought. It's wrong. Completely wrong.
Meaning is this?
Yes. This meaning is...
Govatha is so good. Glorious. Gopis and Sakha, they always sing the pastimes of Krishna directly. What to say?
Even the widows.
Even the widows.
Yes.
By fear.
Yes.
And after that.
In their mourning, they are singing.
They are going and singing the songs of Krishna.
Yes.
How beautiful Krishna. And dancing with gopis.
So
it is a good thing. And at that time, my husband went there and started to Krishna.
This festival
yeah, you got it backwards. You got it backwards. What about Disney?
Bhojan and Sakha. Not at that second day, third day, fourth day. Pulindis are protecting them and giving
them something
to eat.
Care.
But they are weeping and weeping, yes. Telling the pastimes of Krishna.
Yes.
Here is the meaning.
This is a very beautiful meaning.
Mm.
This is not a very good meaning.
I didn't like it.
Something is incorrect.
It is opposite.
Yes.
If anyone will be killed and his wife will do some work and will eat and laugh, it is absurd.
Yeah.
So this meaning is not
incorrect meaning.
I think that so many persons will not those what had told you. Without experience, anyone cannot explain.
They cannot get the deep understanding. We see that.
Okay. Second question goes with that. Is that in the Chaitanya?
Only some minute, I will have to chant and do. Today is
Chaturdashi. In that story, Krishna and Balaram were having bath together with the one who was shooting together, and also it says here that Krishna and Balaram are having bath together.
What is this?
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Chaitanya Bhagavat. But we always thought that Krishna and Balaram didn't do the rath together with the gopis.
It says the two brothers, Lord Krishna and Balaram, performed rasa dance with the gopis in the same place in Vrindavan on the radiant full moon night of Holi.
Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is written.
That's what this says.
No, it may not be.
It must not be right there. The very first chapter, the first volume.
The meaning is not.
That's what I wanted.
Krishna and Baldev in the same time, in the same place.
They never?
Yes.
With the same copy.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
But what about when Shankar Chuta was killed? Wasn't Krishna and Balaram both there?
Huh?
When Shankar Chuta was killed, Krishna and Balaram were both there or not?
Separately there.
I see.
And that, but not? Ras, like Ras.
Okay, but this says Ras.
This also says that all the cowherd boyfriends were there.
Yeah.
Enjoying themselves in the midst of the beautiful maidens of Vrindavan.
That should not be Ras in any way.
Yes.
So this is Ras.
They are playing it together. It may be.
Playing Holi. This says Holi.
Holi.
But that
Holi
is not Ras.
Sankachur Bhaji in Holi.
Yes.
So, but they
said
in Holi, at the time of Sankachur, everyone was there.
Yes.
Both parties.
Did they, they had no rasa dance.
No.
Just playing holy.
Just doing this as we do.
Yes.
All father, mother.
Yeah, everybody together.
Children, all everything.
Everybody pink and blue.
Yeah.
And
the rasa dance, yeah.
So the rasa dance is wrong.
That part's wrong.
Because they perform holy together.
Always remember, rasa is your rasa.
Yes.
But they cannot enter at the time of Krishna and Gopis. Even Nityananda does not touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is moved of Radhika. How he can enter in Ras? It is absurd.
So when they both have Ras, it is always
separately. Gopis are another.
And when Baladev comes back to see Vrindavan, when he returns to Vrindavan, he has Ras only with his gopis? So how does he give consolation to Krishna's gopis? How can he consolate?
He can give after that time, all will come and he will console.
In a different room, at a different time.
As younger brother,
older brother. Yes.
Give consolation to his?
Yes. Like father.
Yes.
Different mood.
Mood should be different.
Completely different.
Maharaj, can I ask you a question about Nisringa? Nisringa Chaturdasi. Generally, in the literature we're reading now, it says that if you're following the Radhanu Bhakti, the maidservants of the gopis, you should only discuss those topics. Yet on days like Nisringa Chaturdasi, Vamandev's appearance day, etc., the day is generally meditated on that incarnation. So is it all right for us to meditate on that incarnation, or how do we see Nisringa Dev in relation to what we're doing with Raghunuga?
As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, at the time of Baladev, he was what?
And
become Baladev. He thought Baladev, remembered Baladev, all Lila became Baladev. At the time of Nisringa Dev, he became so courageous. Doing so, at the time of Ram, he became as Ram, Nityananda Prabhu as Lakshman, and Sita Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, Ravan has stolen Sita Devi. I'm just kill him. So he told his all companions, Murari Gupta, Sardamodar, and all others, and they became like Hanuman. And and all Shena.
Ashwani.
And with them he marched towards Lanka and he took off some plants in their hands and they are jumping and going out
like monkeys.
And they went to Ravan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so. So we should follow that Krishna. These are the pastimes of Krishna. But anyhow, we should be in favorable of Gopi Bhava everywhere.
In Hansadutta, Lalita is rebuking all the avatars. And when she is, Lalita Devi, when she is rebuking or chastising Krishna why you should come back for so many reasons, she also speaks to him in each of the avatars. She says, it was wrong, you did this was very cruel. She connects the Leela with Srimati Radharani.
We should develop our heart to realize all the facts. We cannot realize now. So what are helpful to you, you should and go on great way. You are silly almost.
Funny theoretically.
Huh?
And not in reality.
She is very thin, you know.
She is senior.
She is senior.
Only old ladies club.
You are juniorest.
Yes. List and ladies.
Little sister.
No, I'm the
baby. I'm the baby.
Maharaj, I don't know if you want to discuss this. I don't know if you want to discuss this today, but every day we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma.
You want to?
No, how to get deeper into it. The deepest meaning of it and feeling of
what's,
it.
What's meaning?
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. How to get the deepest feeling and understanding of that bhajan, worship.
Bhakti Sadma. No? Sadma means
sir?
Guru Dai Lotus feet is the road of Bhakti. Bhakti, now we should remember what is called bhakti. There are so many kinds of bhakti, but especially of three kinds. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. For sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti is of two kinds. Vairi bhakti and
we can go, but she cannot.
No, no, no. I can totally my 2 hours.
You were already answering the question, Sri Guru Charana Padma. So
then
you said the sadhana.
I told you that bhakti of three kinds. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. Now come down. Sadhana bhakti of two kinds. Radhanga and Vaishya. No? Then come down again. Sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti, sadhana bhakti. Vaidhi, Sadhan, Bhakti are of three kinds. Sangha Siddha. What is it?
Arav Siddha,
and Swarup Siddha, three kinds. First, Arav Siddha.
Working? Yeah.
Arav Siddha Bhakti is not Swarup Siddha. Swarup Siddha Bhakti is only Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakhyam, Atmani Vedanam. These are Swarup Siddha Bhakti. In the guidance of Guru, having Sambandha Gyan, living all kinds of offenses, abhas and anarth, then we surrender in the lotus feet of Gurudev, and in his guidance we are doing bhakti. This is called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. At that time no offense, no namahas, and having relation with Krishna and Radhika, knowing all the tattva gyan and relation of Krishna, what is bhakti, then it will be Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then chanting of Harinam, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, being in Vrindavan, serve complete, and all these are Swarup Siddha Bhakti. When there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but it seems that it is bhakti, it is called Arav Siddha
Bhakti.
Hari Krishna Guru. ये तुम करेगी?
नहीं आप ही हो सब जो चाहे।
बिना वाले पूजा नहीं करते। कापड़ आरोचन ने किसी दिते हुए?
तो
तुम ही रखेंगे ये सब कुछ खर्च करके हिसाब रखना।
ना आप ही रखते हो।
बिना वाले के फंड के वो ही
वो तो
दीजे हमारे
चीन
में ऐसा मराठों को
बोलूँगा
टेंट हाउसर बेबट्टा वो प्रेम तो ये खाले वो खाले
Then,
there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti. You understand Swarup Siddha Bhakti? Where there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But yet, we think that it is Bhakti. Like, we are distributing books. No? We are making gardens. We are
taking care of cows.
Cows.
Teaching children.
Teaching ordinary
people.
Ordinary
way.
Things.
Mm.
These are not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But anyhow, it helps something for Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So it is called Arav Siddha Bhakti. It is not bhakti, but it has some little what?
Smell.
Some little relation. Gradually it will go up to there. So it is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. But if they had no relation with Swarup Siddha Bhakti, then they are not Arav Siddha Bhakti. To give education to children, it is not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But in classes, oh boy, chant Hare Krishna, you give them prasadam, they do so many things.
Teach them Gita
and all these things. And they are preparing themselves for doing bhajan. And you are injecting them for Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But yet, it will be called
Arav Siddha
Bhakti. Sometimes in order to encourage the devotees, in regard to what you just said, Prabhupada would say, he would write letters, just distribute books and you'll go back to Godhead.
So,
but you said just now that first, when you were speaking, you said if you were teaching but not teaching Gurukul, ordinary teaching,
then it is not sir.
It is not even
Arupshitava.
Only if it is teaching
my some connection with Krishna.
Maharaj, I'm teaching computer. Nothing to do with bhakti. What to do?
Because you are doing it for Sarupshitava. You are doing. But for your support, for feeding and clothing, you have to do something for your Jivan Nirvana.
Is this like Gona Bhakti? Is it the same Arup and Gona?
Gona. Yes. Gona is
like in Brahma Samhita?
Like, combined with karma and jnana.
Yes.
Karma, jnana.
Subsidiary activities that are necessary to maintain the body.
Karma, jnana, sambandhi.
Yes.
These are Paroksiddha and Sarvasiddha. Sarvasiddha means not Sarvasiddha Bhakti. But when it is reached Sarvasiddha Bhakti, it is called Sarvasiddha Bhakti. As Tiradabhi Sunicha, Parorabhi Sahishunana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya, Sadahari. Tiradu Dapi Sunich is not bhakti. But if any good bhakti, rasik bhakti, is doing vairagya, then it is called also bhakti. Thik sa bati chit nahi aur sabhi sab bhe rahe
hain. I can see that. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Don't come tomorrow.
We won't. You won't be here.
They, after that.
They after that, we are not
available. Okay. Then, only the qualities are not bhakti. To tell not a lie. To tell satya. To be generous. To give any charity. These are not bhakti. But if a bhakti gives to them, or he follows in Vairagya, that Bhagyan, Vairagya, are not bhakti. But yet if he is following, then is these are
Sangha.
Sangha Siddha. But if bhakti is not doing so, another person is doing so, he is very generous. Any karmi vyakti is generous. He does don't
humble charity, give
that all thing is there.
But no bhakti.
But touch. Then it will not be Sangha.
It's not Sangha Siddha.
Then comes a Sarup Siddha.
Are they in that order? Sangha, then Arupa, then...
Guru will all control and tell you all these things. No? Then Rakanuga Sadhan Bhakti. Guru will tell and control you. Then Bhava Bhakti will come. And at last, Prema Bhakti will come. So, the lotus feet of Gurudev is Satana. Satana means abode of all bhakti.
What does it mean when he says that just distribute my books and you go back to Godhead? So the devotees think that if I just sweep the floor and I think of sweeping at the time of death, then I'll go back to Godhead, even if I don't reach Raganuga, Vav and all that.
It is to create their interest. By seeing, interest will gradually come and they will. But if they are only seeing, it will not go. They should not certainly follow by very firm belief.
Is it also to give them entrance? Because they don't have any means to come in, so you say, you do this thing and then they will come up and then another step
as
come.
As if, by, udaharan ke liye.
Example, as for example.
If you read Bhagavad, you can have wealth, you can have children, you can have swarga.
It is an encouragement for them.
Only to.
Interest.
If a man has interest, know all these things are
also some hope, some Shraddha comes, that if I do this, I will get something better.
You need to make them enter in this. Anything more?
Well, I wanted to know about the whole song, how we could... But another time, another time.
And today, and also Upavas, fasting. Today I wanted to be
quiet.
Alone, calm and quiet, no meeting, nothing. But yet,
excuse us.
You have come from so many distance. So all are coming. So I am bound to tell and
close. So we should go now then.
How can I say?
We'll say.
You should understand.
She is very intelligent.
She is more than judge.
After I hear five times, I get the idea.
She is also more
than judge. Yes. Mind she only know how to
darling daughters.
More headache than necessary.
Okay.
Nothing. No knowledge of anything about Krishna. So when this person may not have any knowledge himself, gives this book, isn't there also some benefit that comes because Mahaprabhu wants to give some knowledge to these people?
Certainly.
Even though the person himself is giving may not even have proper motive.
You should do.
So benefit comes back, even if he's ignorantly giving, some benefit comes to him from that by Mahaprabhu's desire.
Our any activity is not Sangha Siddha, Aarup Siddha.
Yes.
All are Aarup Siddha for pure devotees. For pure devotees,
yes.
Their all activities are Aarup Siddha.
Yes. And for us, all activities are Aarup Siddha.
In this commentary, that Purijan, the one you have in Bengali, Parimala Khana by Anantadas. This is the English translation of Anantadas Pandit's Parimala Khana, the commentary on Vilap Kushmanjali. You have it in Bengali.
What is the number?
The number? The name is Parimala Khana. So what should our relationship with Anantadas Pandit B. Is he appeared
Ananta?
About Anantadas Pandit.
Anantadas Pandit.
From Radhakund. Anantadas Babaji. He made the commentary.
Ananta, not Ananta.
Ananta. So, is he a pure devotee? Is he Siddha? What should our relationship with him and
our relationship should be with Raghunathas Goswami. He is pure devotees, you know. So original sloka is Vilap Kushmanjali sloka. These are all right.
But here
he has taken Anantadas Babaji from other books. I think that perhaps all are right.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken from notes from the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has been told on Krishnadas Goswami, that Lila Grantha.
What?
Bhattakadiya Lila. Govinda Lila.
Mm-hmm.
He has given extent to
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So if it is right, then he is right.
He says in here that there are two opinions about the Manjaris. One is that the Manjaris don't have any direct contact, as you have taught us, that when Rupa Manjari gets a cut on the lip, it's because Radharani got it. But then he said, he quotes from other places that sometimes Krishna tries to grab the Manjaris and they say no, no.
It,
is this true?
It is clear from Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. In Krishnadas, Prophet Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Radhamananda and Mahaprabhu dialogue, he has written that sometimes Krishna, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, has admits to they don't want, but yes, Krishna tries. That try is so much bigger rush there to attempt, that the Krishna does not thought or does not catch hold of them, but yet they go and fly in the back of Srimati Radhika. Seva, seva, seva.
He also says that Raghunath Das Goswami has a dual, two personalities, Tulsi and Rati. But are they one person or two persons?
One person.
Okay. Where does Rupa Goswami say the verse? Anarpita Chiram Chirat Karunayo Vitura Kalo. Where is that verse quoted from? You always quote it. Because in Bombay, you said that the word
Can I show you?
Yeah. There's no need, but if... Because we can look it up in Prabhupada's book. It's in the verse, right in the verse. Okay. In Bombay...
Rupa Goswami has written it in Vidattha or Lalit Mata. You know Vidattha Mata or Lalit Mata. This is the first slope for Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan, you know?
Mangalacharan?
First prayer.
Oh, right.
First prayer in Vidattha Mata. When he was writing Lalit Mahabharata or Vidattha Mahabharata, Vrajalila and Purlila, two nuns at Dwarka Lila, both in a one book. He began it in Vrindavan and he was going to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went a village Nandasattatana near Jagannath Puri in the border of Bengal and Odisha, he heard a Akashvani.
A voice from the sky?
The sky. That Sattatana is telling that don't mix Vrindavan Leela, Prajalila and Dwarka Leela in one. Do it in separate. Then he went to Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also indicated something like this. Oh, he came so much strange. He was so much astonished. That's what Sattatthana has told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is repeating it, the same thing. Then he wrote two books. And in the prayer he was writing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita Charin Chirat Karunya Kiranam Kalu Samarpayitam Unnatodvara Samsa Bhaktesi Hari Hapura Sundar Dhuti Karam Vasam Dipika Kutnapada Aridaya Kandaresh Purakam. He prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was not only a man, but he is himself Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Raso Vaisakha. And he should manifest his Swarup, that Rasaraj and the Mahabhava. Rasaraj is himself Krishna and Mahabhava is Mati Radhika. So both mixed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he should appear in Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he covered his ear with, oh, don't mark of beast.
What is the meaning of beast?
Apatitunekta?
Poison.
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 You have mixed poison in nectar. Then so Damodar and Ramanujan were very great writers and poets. They become so much praised. They thought that no, this book is totally a nectar. And this is like Kapoor. Kapoor.
Quite.
Temper. So it has met so good and good. That's okay. They appreciated this. So this is of Vibhav Mahavad. And Prasadas Kaviraj has quoted it in Adi Harb.
In Bombay, you were discussing this verse. You said Shriyam means manjaris,
yes,
or the leaves and flowers of the creeper of Srimati Radha. Sometimes though, it's explained that the sakis themselves are the leaves and the flowers of the creeper. Like when Radhika... Right. But you said in Bombay that Shriya means manjari. So does it mean both the sakis and the manjaris?
No. The leaves and flowers are other things. Sakis are leaves and flowers. But manjaris are manjari.
The buds. Flower buds.
You have not seen manjari.
With tulsi.
Tulsi manjari. Like this. If the tree goes, manjari. There is a fragment. There is a era prasadha.
Era is a bottle of others kids in one game of the other pattern on the second one of them. What was the game in the game? What was the trouble? So good.
So then the word Sriyam means both?
Sriyam means Unnata Ujjala Rasam Sriyam. Unnata Ujjala is called Pubhav. Kanatnika Bhakti is Ujjala Rasam. You know Kanatnika Bhakti?
Kamanika.
There are two kinds of bhakti, Samandhanga and Kamanga.
The non-relationship.
Relationship. आप कुछ कुछ समझ रहे हैं थोड़ा थोड़ा शब्द शब्द समझ रहे हैं समंधानुगा अर्जुन इज संबंधानुगा देवकी एंड वसुदेव और श्री उद्धव आ संबंधानुगा नंद वसु नंद यशोदा की संबंधानुगा फादर एंड मदर दे ऑल आर संबंधानुगा इवन सखा फ्रेंड्स are also sambandha, but they are not sambandha, gopis. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all other five kinds of gopis. Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Ran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Naru Sakhi. All are kamati. They want to enjoy Krishna and Krishna should enjoy him. Oh, this is Kaam. Kaam means full of Prakrit Prem. A Prakrit Prem has no Kamna Vasana, no desire at all. Even in Sadhak, if there is any desire, then his bhakti is called no Siddha Bhakti. So what to tell about him, Kama? They only want to fulfill the desire of Krishna. The Kamatmika are also in two kinds. Kamatmika and Tattat Bhava Ichchamai. You know Quran? Tattat Ichcha Bhamai. They want to meet Krishna and Radha and all of us. They don't want to meet Krishna
personally.
Personally. Tattat bhava ichchamai. Means the ichcha. Ichcha kya?
Desire.
Desire of Radha and Krishna. To fulfill the desire of Radha and Krishna. This is tattat ichcha bhavai. Understanding? These are called manjar among five kinds of gopis. Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi. Both are manjar. Here they are called Unnata Ujjwala Bhava. To have calm towards Krishna. Vishuddha Prem towards Krishna. आर्थिक है क्लियर देर ऑल उन्नत उज्ज्वल भाव क्लियर इन दिस इशो चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज कम हिमसेल्फ हिमसेल्फ मैंने कृष्ण हैज कम हिमसेल्फ टू गिव नेम एंड प्रेम टू ऑल पीपल प्रेम इज And name is Maniya.
Sure.
One flower.
One what?
Flower. So he has made a garland of names in the thread of prem and give him to all. अनर्पितचरिं चिरात् कर्णयावतीर्णः कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नत उज्ज्वलरसान् श्रीभक्तिश्रियम् All the gopis are Samatmika and they are serving Krishna. But their Sri are Manjaris. These are all Palyadashi of Srimati Radhika of Lalita Adhisharma. And these are Sri of Sri means Shubha. Shubha means gratefulness and all others. So, if they are so much pleased, they are pleased. If they are feeling separation, they also feel separation. So these are all Sri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this Sri of Kamatmika to ये भाव चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब आए चैतन्य महाप्रभु कृष्ण है स्वयं और वो कृष्ण वृंदावन में पांच प्रकार के हैं एक ही कृष्ण किंतु भाव के अनुसार में जैसे जैसे दिल आर श्लोक्स आर कलेक्शन जगन्नाथ गोस्वामी हैज अ long age and after Jagannath Puri after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Aparakat Diga and Sarup Damodar he came to Vrindavan and to Radha Kunlani Sam he there feeling separation was doing bhajan there for more than 50 So these slokas are in 50 years when he felt so much separation he made a slok and he kept it. Another day, another slok. After so many days, again and he collected them. And after that, Ji Goswami collected and completed this slok and written. So these are not in a one day. The collection of so many years and years. So when separation again.
But is it true that sometimes in the Vila Kusmanjali he felt like he was with Radhika?
What?
Here he says that sometimes he felt like he was with Radhika. And then that disappeared.
You should know that he was in a He was feeling separation always. because he is doing vilap.
Crying.
So it is vilap pushmanjali. Vilap means cry and wail. And each tears and each vilap is a one flower. And taking all in his anjali, he is getting in feet of Radhika. You should fulfill my all demands. I am willing. So he is not with Radhika. If he was in the shape of Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, he would have. But he is giving separation in shape of Ramananda.
Then how is it that he could have a verse where Rupa Manjari is saying to him, you are the most fortunate and therefore Srimati has asked you to get her belt which she left in the cave.
You know Tadatma
Bhav? Tadatma Bhav? Yes,
you know?
Making the heart the same.
Being in the same state in which he is.
Tadatma.
To mix as fire enters in iron, then it is Tadatma. When he was used to write on, to think all these things, sometimes he is Tadatma in Rati Manjari. And actually he is seeing all these things. And remember one thing. You were in England, in America. Your marriage was not done. Think. You are very beautiful Kishori. Anyhow, you have some relation to your husband. And marriage was done. At that time you were both very cheerful. See how cheerful you were. Go there and see. In a second you will go and speak. And sing the scene of that time. So Raghunath Das Goswami, next in the Atma of Tadat in Rati Manjari, he sing as a scene, past scene. And he is almost become Tadat in, then he is seeing all this. And then he comes in the knowledge of that I am Bhagya Gyan. Then he becomes Raghunath Das Goswami. And then he laments.
So
and
he
the
goes,
lamentation he writes.
So he goes back and forth to Tadatma and then separation to Tadatma separation.
As if Sita is in Lanka. Sita ji Lanka mein hai. Na? Sita ji Lanka ke Ashok Vatika mein. He is sitting in the Ashok Vatika of Lanka. Sita ji. Feeling so much separation. Wo unke liye virah ras mein dub gayi. Sita ji. He has shut up his eyes and sitting. And doing so he began so much Krishna Bhilgai Bhavana. And he, his mind went to Janakpuri. Janakpuri, you know?
Where her father lives.
Janakpuri. In the palace of Maharaj Janak. And he is seeing that Ram and Lakshman are there. And he is seeing first time Rama. Rama and Lakshman ko pehli baar dekhe. फुलवाड़ी में मिलन हुआ है ना इन गार्डन टेमेट अनएक्सपेक्टेड एंड सी सिंग राम एंड बिगेन सो मच ओवर पावर ही गेव हिज हार्ट टू राम एंड ऑल्सो राम गेव हिज हार्ट टू सीता वो वहीं पर उन दोनों के दोनों And at last Ram broke down the giving garland in the neck of Ramchandra. He is remembering, seeing that scene, but she is sitting in Lanka, Ashoka, but seeing that scene. And she is so much happy that I am getting garland. His hands are trembling. She cannot give garland. Sakhi helped in any house he gave. She was in overjoyed. After some time, he closed it and he opened her eyes. He said, oh, I am in Lanka. I am in Ashok Vatika. I am in now jail. I am in jail. I am in Ashok Vatika. And she rose up. So this is like that.
But I thought that Raghunath Das was playing the part of a sadhaka for our benefit. And a sadhaka has never experienced.
He's actually not He's not thinking that I'm all writing for the benefit of. He's writing for himself. But it is so much helpful for all others.
So he's writing as Siddha. Can I just show you one thing? I want to ask you if this picture is bona fide.
From where you have collected it?
Just by accident, I saw it in Loy Bazaar. By accident, I saw it in Loy Bazaar, and it reminded me of, you know, the Palyadasi serving Radhika. So I was wondering if it was bona fide. So when we're picturing the scene in our mind when saying the prayers, we can have
more than this. This has
more, right.
This is not good. No. I cancel it.
Right.
I want that Srimati Radhika will give his hands, her hands, in my neck. She will tell that you should now go to Vasanthi. Sankhet and giving some uske upar mein bhaar de karke wo ja rahe
hain. Okay, thank you. Badly to come and speak to you because it takes you away from other things, but yet I can't help coming, but yet I feel bad, so I don't know what to do.
Because you remind me all these things.
You will remember anyway.
It is very good. I will write, but not in your all things. I will have to change some word because he will understand that anyhow any school member has written. Because Maharaj's English is not so good.
I was praying to be Tadama with you, but at the same time I was feeling that I was the doer. And I hope that you'll train me better how to be Tadama so that I can just have you manifest in my heart instead of my false ego.
Try to go up. Try to follow Nathas Goswami.